This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. Well, the curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left had a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Johnny Cash from the things, sometimes, the more things change, the more they stay the same collection. Coming up, the Soundhound challenges you, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Mike's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Which contains links to our own player as well as ways to listen at TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other services, including by telephone at 631-359-8728.
I sat down at the counter with a menu in my hand. When I saw what was behind it, I hit a grand slam. I saw my soda fountain, baby. She said it got me higher than a kite. I saw my soda fountain, baby.
Soda fountain, baby.
I saw my soda jerkin', baby.
Soda jerkin', baby.
I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream. And now it's time to sweep her. By the time she brought my Sunday, I could not eat a bite. I let it drip all over as I stared with all my might at my soda.
Soda fountain, baby.
That's my milkshake, mama.
Milkshake.
would she ever call me dear? I saw the girl. A little jerks, that's my soda jerk and mama.
Soda jerk and mama.
That's my milkshake and mother.
Milkshake and mama.
That's all the gal who keeps the ice cream.
And now it's time to
creep for strawberry, raspberry, chocolate, milk bars. Bananas and some whipping cream, baby bar. Maraschino cherry sitting on the top. Even some spumoni couldn't get me from the shop. Check, I wondered, heck, would she ever call me dear? I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream.
Request. That's Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks and Milkshake and Mama. And the requester was Jim in the Heights of Crafton. And the radio program is the Saturday Light Brigade. And the game, in just a moment, is going to be the Sound Hound, giving you a chance to see if you can identify the sound that he brought along with him today.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at TheNorthsideChronicle.com.
That was Blake, who has been a great intern with us this summer. He's a student at City High. His last day was yesterday. He had to stop a little early because it's band camp time for him. He is a great student. Did I say City High? I meant to say Central Catholic. That's where he goes to school. And he plays trumpets along with other brass instruments. And he's here with us by way of Crossroads. Coming up in our 11 o'clock hour, we have Bombici with music from the Balkans, other parts of the world. I think you'll really enjoy them. And they are also going to be our Solar Concert Series headliner on July 24th, which is this coming Thursday at 12:15 at Buell Community Park. And then looking ahead to next week on the Saturday Light Brigade, and John and Economy Borough, this is one you might want to make note of. On July 26th, Devilish Mary will be live in studio at 11 o'clock with Appalachian and Irish Tunes. And there's a pattern. The following Thursday, July 31st, they will headline our solar concert series at 12:15 at Nova Place. You can learn about the solar concert series at slbradio.org and see the full schedule. It continues every Thursday at 12:15, clear through the end of August. And we are about to give you a chance. And Rick, thank you for your email just now. I will share that in a few moments with some other thoughts of my own. Right now, we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with the Sound Hound. Have you seen? Oh, here he is. Come here. Thank you, Sound Hound. Yes, the heat's been getting to me a little bit too. No, you still have to wear your fur. Okay, we'll give you... Do you want a little water beforehand this time? I guess we can do that. I was coughing a little bit earlier this morning. The heat's been getting to all of us. Here you go. Easy. Okay. It's amazing. Your tongue is just like a little bowl getting water up from the dish. Thank you, Sound Hound. Feel better? You better? Yes? Okay. Let me see if I can get the sound that the Sound Hound found. I've got it. Here is this week's sound. Listen carefully. 412-200-5975 if you think you know the sound. Once again. You think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Lines are open now. We hope to hear from you. Good luck.
And her name was Georgia Brown. Oh boy, it made me feel so glad. I sat right down and answered the ad. Asked her to come to town. And believe me when she came, the way she looked it was a shame. She had naughty hair and goggle eyes. They call her Georgia Brown.
Yeah.
Bunches on the feet, she thought she looked neat. When she came to town, she had goggle eyes and bumpy chin. She said she could cool them down, but you wouldn't think that she could drink. No, not much. I bought a half a gallon the other day, and she drank it all. She got back in the corner, put her hands on her hip. So, Papa, is that all?
said the reason why, Papa, that I can be. She got back in the corner, showed a wooden leg. I said, no, doggone you, I don't want you, Miss Georgia Brown.
At the Saturday Light Brigade, Rock Me, the song. And Martin Bogan and the Armstrongs did their version of Sweet Georgia Brown. I think we just have one correct answer, and that's from Kara. Here's the sound one more time for you to listen to. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. or 1-888-752-7234. And I see Tommy just came up with the correct answer. Caden says it sounds like putting something in a trash bin. Caden's mom, Annie, thinks it sounds like a roller coaster starting to pull out of the loading station. I hear both of those things. That's not what it is. Kara in Brookline got it correct. Ralph thought it might be the sound of a shutting garage door. I hear that. Larry and Vanessa also were thinking it might be a garbage truck emptying a trash bin. Larkin is asleep, but Otis thinks it's a chainsaw starting up. Dad thinks it's a paint can shaker at the store. Both really good guesses. Dad is Drew. And I'm glad, Otis, that you're here too. John and Carrick has a guess of an adding machine. Russ was thinking maybe a pinball machine. Angie thought it could be trying to start a motorcycle. Stu and McCandless thought it might be items falling off of a shelf. Rick, a good guess. Rick in Highland Park says, is it the sound of setting up bowling pins? It's not that. Here it is again. (212) 200-5975. Brian, it's good to hear from you. He thought it could be a mailbox or a garbage can lid. Usually is something, well, you'd find it indoors, possibly. But I usually think of it as something you'd find outdoors. Carla and McMurray had a guess of turnstile. Nobody guessed cannonball or swan. This might have been interesting parts of a guess, because I guess those could both be associated with this. (412) 200-5975. We'll leave things open for you for just another moment or two. We have a good Soundhound puzzle going here. Jim Vaglia says it could be the sound of a truck engine starting. Could be, but it's not that. Karen is in Kaiser, West Virginia, and she thought it might be a motorboat starting. That's what Ed and Karen both think. Jesse, along with his wife Amy in Point Breeze, thought of a push mower. Oh, this is a great guess. Carrie in Oil City thought it could be putting shopping carts together, merging Buggies. Jesse also said, how about a bingo ball shaker? Nick in West Mifflin had starting a lawnmower, as did Jim in Blackridge. The sound can be associated with a cannonball or a swan, among many other things. No. It's okay. Somebody's gonna get it. Don't worry. I suppose this sound can be associated with a pike as well. Four, one, two, 205-975. Here is the sound one more time. And we'll see if anything springs into your mind once you hear this. Jim, with a guess of thunder. A good guess, but not that. Larry in Elwood City listening with Vanessa just got it correct. Mike and Mars just got it. Annie listening with Caden in Eastern Pennsylvania got it, as did Carrie in Oil City. Craig in McKeesport thought it could be shoveling a sidewalk. And Brian has it correct. I'm so happy to hear from you, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Larry? It sprung into my mind right there. Sound of a diving board, my friend.
Sound of a diving board.
Yes.
That's exactly it. Did that come in your...
These dog days of summer, you
yeah.
know?
Did that come right into your head?
At first, no, but then after... I guessed, and after I heard the clues and thought, I was like, okay, you know, it's got to be that, you know?
It's out of context. It's a tough sound, but once you know it's a diving board, it kind of makes sense. If we had followed it with the splash, it would have been,
exactly,
you know,
or a yell of, cannonball! Yeah. Like that, you know.
That's about the only one I could do. I could not do anything more.
I just can't believe the summer's going by real fast. It's almost the end of July. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. The back to school sales are already on, and it's amazing. I said this to somebody. Boy, I can't remember who I was talking with, but. The older you get, the faster it goes. There's no truer observation than that, I think.
And I've said that too to people because, you know, when you're a kid, it seems like summer lasts forever, but it really doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just amazing just how quickly it goes. Oh, Carla just had a guess of the ticket... The ticket spitter outer on the turnpike.
And also, I want to give Carla a shout out too, and I want to say I've been praying for her after her loss of the pup of her guide dog. You know.
Yes. I think she has been. I'm sure she's still missing Sparky a lot, but she's been sounding in good spirits, and that she's coping quite well. So thank you. And thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, you be good, my friend, and stay cool, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too. We were looking for the sound of a diving board. Congratulations if you identified with that. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up shortly. I see that Tommy came up with the correct answer. The Kelly sisters are in South Hold, New York. The Kelly family, and they thought it might be a cash register. It does sound like that noise of a drawer coming out. Tommy had mentioned a pike, a twist, and a handstand as additional types of dives. Russ thought it might be a roller coaster leaving the loading station. Drew knew it was a diving board. Jesse thought it could be a slot machine. John and Addie got the diving board. And I believe we've now identified all of the additional answers. Rick had sent notes earlier. Asking, or just indicating that he was doing some research on the word brigade and why it's such an appropriate moniker for this radio program. I'll share what he found with you in a moment, and I'll also offer a few of my own comments on that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I won $1,500 off a lottery ticket. Told the finance man where he could stick it. I got him a car, got my ties up there, and I'm getting on out of here. I got a brand new pair of trapping shoes. I can wear them when I choose. Chase a truck and with some luck, running off the road. First you used me, then abused me, but now you're gonna lose me. Let another woman choose you for her own. As quick as Colorado running water. I sent a note to your father's daughter. Told you this is not loving you, miss her, and I'm spending my time with you. I told the finance man where he could stick it. I got him a car, got my ties up there, and I'm getting on out of here. Hey, yes, I got him a car, got my ties up there, and I'm getting on out of here.
Lou London at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tommy said that I had just mentioned the order you get the faster time goes. He responded, I'm 82, and I'm here to tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let me pull up Rick in Highlands Park. Rick in Highland Park. His message. There it is. No way. It's really fun to sift through emails sometimes. this the one? Yes. I looked into the etymology of the word brigade. There is much about it, many choices, but it can mean people who give honorable strength to others. Brig, from the Scottish Celtic honorable, B-R-I-G-H, and Gwere, G-W-E-R-E, Gwere, meaning strong, honorable strength. So one choice is they can go together that way. I always thought of brigade as a close group of people assembled for a particular purpose, and a positive purpose, like a fire brigade to hopefully extinguish a fire. I also think of the Alfred Lord Tennyson poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, which is about a small group of dedicated people trying to overcome significant odds. That's my phone that is ringing. Oh, I see. It's an alarm that's going off. Somebody, here, Ricky, you can have that. But not before I take it away, because Jay had a guess of a paper towel dispenser for the SoundHound. That was good. I wonder why I would have an alarm set for 8:30 this morning. I guarantee you I'm already up. Now it's time for us to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? The SoundHound could be the default Samsung alarm tone. What one word naturally follows the three that we are about to give you? You need to come up with the one word that follows these: hard, top, and old. Hard, top, and old. Any ideas? One word will naturally follow them. And if you would like to take a guess, we would love to have you join us on the radio.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Swimming to the other side.
to the other side.
Holly Nair, along with Emma's Revolution, it's Swimming to the Other Side. I am going to give you the clues again for our Afterthoughts puzzle. Then I'm going to mention some answers that have been coming in. You're still welcome to connect with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And then after I mention answers coming in, we are going to talk with Mike, who is in Alabama, and Tommy, who is in Virginia. We're looking for the word that follows hard, top, and old. Hard, top, and old. And let's see who's checked in. Fan. Who said the answer, just the answer, as a one-word sentence. And Larry thought that Van was saying, do you want one of these? It was more of a question. Daniel in Shepherdstown, good morning. He's got money as a guest. Does that work? Hard money, top money, and old money. And he said the alarm on my phone rang a few moments ago was to remind me to do a cold hard cash giveaway. Tom came up with the correct answer in McCandless. Dan, I'm so glad you're listening in Shepherdstown. Barb and Oakmont came up with it. And the correct answer also coming in from Karen and Ed in Kaiser, West Virginia, John and Addie in East Deer, Dust Bowl, Jack in Warren, Ohio, Angie in Mars, Pennsylvania, Mike in Mars, Pennsylvania. Jim in Blackridge said, with regard to timing going faster as you get older, that his dad would say every other day is garbage day as you get older. It seems like every other day is garbage day. I get that. Susan, or it might be the other Susan, came up with the correct answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. And we're going to check in with Mike in Alabama. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
I'm so glad. I remember you called about a month or so ago. We were thrilled. Your wife, I think, had done a search to find us. And I'm glad you're still tuned in and listening.
Yes, we used to listen to a show here on a public radio station in Huntsville that did a Saturday morning show similar to yours. It's called Sundial.
Huh.
And we really enjoyed that. They had games like word trails and things that we really enjoyed. We enjoy your games. And that's the reason we have become a habit for us. Every Saturday morning we tune in and catch at least part of it. So we really do enjoy your show, sir.
And thank you. It was called Sundown?
Sundial.
Oh, Sundial.
Sundial, like a old-time piece.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look. It sounds like it probably isn't on anymore, but I would love to learn more about it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It was a show by Harry and Judy Waters was the couple that did it, and they were... You know, they were on, and yeah, they did a lot of nice stuff. They had Reader's Corner. They would have like local writers come on and read a, you know, an essay or something or something like that. It was a really interesting show, and they'd play games like this, and it was very interesting. So we're very happy to find y'all that y'all are a nice replacement.
Well, I'm thrilled that, you know, you found us. You know, I don't have the details, but I was actually talking with a gentleman on Monday who we do a lot of work with kids, and a lot of it is during the summer when they're out of school. And he had a summer learning conference for his association, and it's going to be in Alabama. And I was curious about the city, and I don't have it here. I was looking to see where it's going to be. I know it's not until January, but I was really happy to see that Alabama was going to be the focal point for this conference that he has planned. And I'm not seeing it, but maybe eventually I'll find it. I think it's a little early for them to post it. Well, you knew the answer. Old, top, hard. We could have added high. There's a lot of these. What did you come up with?
I came up with hat.
Hat. Absolutely.
Yay.
A charge for you. And Mike, I'm so glad you called. And I hope you'll always be with us. Thank you.
I try to be every Saturday morning and enjoying a cup of coffee with my wife and a rainy Saturday morning and charging with the Light Brigade, and really do enjoy your show. Thank y'all very much for all the effort y'all put into this.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Have a good day, sir.
And now we'll go to Tommy, who is way up here. Tommy, you lived further down south at one point in your life, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Tommy's lived everywhere, I think. You've probably, I don't know if you've taken inventory, but I suspect you've lived in at least 10 states, right?
Let's see, Texas, Oregon, Idaho, Washington, Montana,
Boston,
Colorado,
or Massachusetts.
After Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, Massachusetts, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and here in Richmond, Virginia.
It's amazing.
And I've been in almost every European country. I haven't been in the Iberian Peninsula. That's one. Never been that part, but been around.
It's amazing.
Seen a lot of God's creations all over this place. It's just a beautiful, beautiful planet.
Travel just sticks with you, doesn't it? Ricky and I were talking about that the other day. There are places, you know, I've been to once and only once. Prague is one example.
A couple of years ago, you went to Finland. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Helsinki, I remember in such detail. And then Estes Park, Colorado, these were all work trips, so I was by myself for the most part. I mean, Ricky wasn't with me. Going to Estes Park, Colorado, I was only there for a day. Literally flew in, I think I stayed overnight, spent a day, and flew out the next night. I can remember so much of that trip. The air, the way it smelled, the way it felt, travels. Yes.
And Estes Park is probably the most beautiful part of Colorado. That a lot of people go to Colorado, they want to go to Pikes Peak. You go to Pikes Peak, it's just a big hill. There's nothing much to see. It's just a real tall hill. But Mount Estes is just gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing I got a kick out of, it's silly, but I think I had the best pancakes of my whole entire life when I was at Estes Park. And I think it had to do with the altitude. I suddenly realized those special high altitude recipe instructions that exist must really matter if you're making something at a higher altitude. They were just the fluffiest and nicest.
And water boils. Water boils at like 180 degrees at that height.
Really?
It's amazing. Yeah. Water boils at a lot lower temperature the higher you go.
I had no
idea. That's why they'll always say, you know, at sea level, boiling point is at 212.
Yes, yes, that's right. We have to calibrate it to something. Well, you came up with the answer. What did you get?
I did, and I also came up with a Mexican and a pork pie.
Very good.
And a Stetson. And in the movies, it's always a white one. And the answer is a hat.
Very good. And there's a faint charge in the background.
I hear it. Yeah.
For you. Well, I think you probably need an even louder one. There it is. And I thought of high as in a drummer's hi-hat.
Right, hi-hat.
He might play. That's another one. And Jim added cowboy hat.
I have a question about your in Arizona when you broadcast in Arizona. Is that real time or is that delayed?
Let me look at my notes here because I know Arizona is odd because of the
They do mountain time during standard time months, and they are Pacific time in daylight months.
Yeah, and the gang in Arizona is, we love working with them, Kaja and the gang. So let's see. Right now, we're coming up on 9 o'clock Eastern, and, oh boy.
6 o'clock in Arizona.
I think it's 2 hours. No, it's 3 hours. You're right. Yes. So we're coming up. It's still before 6 in Arizona. I've got like this big decoder table in front of me. So I
can't. I've got family in Phoenix. I have family in Phoenix. I wanted to encourage them to tune in, but I didn't know if it was at 6 o'clock their time or at 9 o'clock their time, or our time, 6 o'clock their time. Or if it's 6 o'clock, it comes on at 3 in the morning.
Yes, they carry us for an hour. Probably the best thing to do is to go to KRDP's website. They're at 90.7. They are a great radio station, whether we are playing at that time or not. They really are doing
What's the call letters?
It's KRDP. And they're at 90.7.
Beta Tango?
Say again?
DP?
Oh, yes, DP, yes.
Okay. I'll encourage the family to tune in.
Yeah.
Next Saturday morning.
Yeah, they're a true community-oriented radio station, all of our affiliates working to serve the local community, but KRDP has worked long and hard to get a community-based license to do that, just like WKYW in Kaiser has too. So thank you,
question,
Tommy.
This recent ruling that is limiting or removing support for National Public Radio, is that going to affect your station?
Well, our stations don't receive funding from those entities, to my knowledge. I'm thinking some of them might. It won't affect us as much as it will the larger stations that rely on CPB for funding. And fortunately for SLB itself, our funding sources are pretty diverse, which is something I always was very concerned about from the very start, is you can't just have support from one big organization or from one, have it be all from the state or all from federal, because, you know, if one of those cylinders stops working, if you only have one cylinder, it's going to be difficult. So
I don't listen to the local Virginia Public Radio, but I do believe I'm going to start supporting the station, because they reside, they're going to lose $1 million a year.
Yeah, a lot of stations. Of and they've had time to prepare for it, but it's still, I'm still kind of reflecting on it too. It's a big ouch to a lot of people. And I think there will still be some, I'm not sure if we've heard the last word in terms of how it will eventually play out, but we'll see how it goes.
I'm just glad to be a part of Saturday Light Brigade and to do my little piece to support it by my monthly.
Yes.
And anybody, I'll encourage everybody who can to do what I do, and that's to be a sustaining member, where your contribution is once a month rather than twice a year.
Yeah, it makes it so easy to do, and we're grateful. We're not as good about asking for funding regularly, like we should be. It's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that. But slbradio.org/donate is where you can find that information. I've got to get to Carla before we do birthdays. Good to talk to you, Tommy.
All right.
And take care, Carla. I'm sorry. We got to you third on this, but how are you today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm coming on Sparky's birthday on the 31st, so that's not very good. So I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to have a little memorial service for him online. So
that's a long time. It seems like it was just just yesterday. And how old would Sparky have been?
16.
16.
Sweet 16. Yeah.
Well,
I'm having a rough time with that, but
good.
I'm so glad that one of your listeners, and was it Brian, or I can't remember.
It was Brian.
It made me feel very good. Thank you. Because sometimes I feel very isolated, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you do. I mean, I don't know what I would do without our cats. And I will be, I love our cats. Dogs are a little bit generally more affectionate than cats. So you came up with the answer for this one. What did you get?
And I came up with some clues: felt and rain.
Ooh.
And you know what I mean, felt and rain. And I had a third one. Now I can't remember. Oh, I can't remember it, but that's okay. The word is hat.
Felt and rain are quite good.
Yes, and I had a third one, and I should have written it down, I guess. And as far as brigade, I looked that up, and you know, that could be a small division of an army, usually an infantry group. And,
yes.
But it can also be any group that's, you know, that's assembled, and sometimes they say for a military, especially a military purpose. And I was thinking the Light Brigade, you fight the weekend blues. So that really qualifies you to be a military group, because you chase away the blues and you fight the blues just like soldiers fight. So
I like that. And I also, in charge of the Light Brigade, as I mentioned before the poem, the idea of actually being, you know, fighting despite odds. When you read that poem, the Light Brigade was outnumbered significantly, but still tried to move on. I, you know, we're on public radio for the most part. Non-commercial radio is a pretty small segment of total listening, so I'm glad that we're able to do that.
Yes, and so. I love your show. You get you do get our weekends off to a good start, and I really enjoy it. And I'd like to know what station your friend listens in Alabama. When I'm down there, I could do that. But
I suspect he's listening online on the internet through an app. Those are getting easier and easier.